Now, it is 29 minutes past 10 on this Thursday morning, and I am not joking when I say that I am slightly bricking it, because not only is it Halloween, I'm joined right now by a genuine ghost hunter, PJ O'Sullivan of Puka Vogue Paranormal. How are you getting on?
Good morning, Laura. How are you?
I'm not so bad. Do you like the little music I have underneath here for you? Spooky season.
You can't be. Says happy Halloween to you and
happy
everyone listening.
Halloween to you as well. And like PJ, it's Halloween, you're a ghost hunter. It is a particularly busy time of the year for you. Let's get straight into it. Can you tell me what was your latest investigation?
So our latest was probably one of our biggest. We did three nights of total lockdown the weekend just gone. So we did Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night lockdown in one of Ireland's haunted castles called Redwood Castle in Larne and Tipperary.
Oh, God. So hang on there. This is one of the most haunted places in the country, and you spent three full nights there. I'm trying to be very calm, cool and collected about this, but the thoughts of it is absolutely terrifying me. What is your investigation? Like, what do you guys do there for three full nights?
Okay, so obviously we arrive early and set up the equipment. So we set up the castle with five or six cameras to record all night. Okay. And then we would get our equipment ready for the night. Guests usually arrive around after 8. We get them comfortable because you're going to be spending a long night with these people in the dark. And if sometimes we do public, private, and we do our own team. But the weekend we had the guests arrive after 8. Then around 9:30, 10 o'clock, we start building the energy through the castle. All the lights go out and that's when it begins. That's when you can feel the tints in the rooms. That's when it all starts.
That you're a genuine, like, you know, ghost hunter and you're investigating all this, but like punters sign up to do this.
Yeah, see, what we do is a couple of times of the year we'll allow the public to come with us to experience themselves. As I say, paranormal is for everyone. It's not just for us. Like, we're investigating, we're researching, but by bringing different energies in, it does help with results as well. So a couple of times throughout the year, we'll actually put it out there to let people join us for a night, and we did that for the weekend that's in it.
Okay, so you said there that you set up equipment. Like, what's the equipment? What does the equipment do?
Okay, so we would have five cameras recording in the hotspots of the castle. So they will stay recording throughout the night. The idea behind it is that we'll say if we're doing an EVP session in a room and we're building the energy, we're introducing ourselves, we're looking to capture disembodied voices. Yeah. So if you have eight people sitting in the room, for example, there was eight of us, you're sitting there in the room, you're in total darkness, you're calling out. When you know no one has spoken, because you allow a 15-second gap between your questions, and next thing you hear a voice back, when you know it's not someone in the room, that's what we're trying to capture. So for example, one of our guests, he had asked, we had an object move in a room above us that there was nobody in. So one of our guests asked if that was you that moved it, and back on the dictaphone, because we would use a dictaphone as well so we can listen in real time. Yeah. And straight away a voice came back, very low EVP, going, yes.
Oh my God, I actually have a dictaphone for this
piece. So when you're sitting there in the dark with just around seven other people around you and you get this voice back and you know it's not in the room, of course it adds for the guests.
Are you spooked about this, or like, are you excited?
Oh, for me, it's always excitement, but of course you get spooked. Like I always say, I fear the living more than the dead. but in saying that, like, for example, on Sunday night, we had different people at a Sunday night. Mm. We were in, there's a room in the castle called the priest room. It's beside the chapel, and it would be very much a hot spot. And we were in the room. Everybody was in that one room. Next thing, boom, the door goes open.
No.
Yeah, so, and I won't lie, my back was to the door, and even I jumped because I didn't see it coming, you know. And everyone was feeling it in the room, so we even said, okay, we'll just to prove it's not a once off or whatever, you know. So later on, I took back down two more guests, three of us in the room, the opposite side, away from the door, asked for it to, if it was them, could they do it again?
Yeah.
And there you go, door opened again.
So, like, I mean, obviously, the question has to be asked, like, how long have you been doing paranormal investigations, and like, how did you even get started into this?
So I suppose I'm actually now the guts of 20 years.
Okay.
And in Puka Vogue, we're actually two generations because my son is on the team as well.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah, so how it started for me was, in my youth, myself and a friend, we both experienced and saw something. It was this, like, a translucent figure run across the room. So you have two separate minds, two separate people that just saw exactly the same thing. And you know the way you put something to the side, you forget about it?
Yeah.
And then next thing it comes back. So I started then into the investigations and it grew from there.
Oh my God. Okay. So this is going on for years and years and years.
Correct.
I know you mentioned there that you did over the weekend in the, like in the haunted castle and stuff, but is it just haunted castles you do, or do you answer like calls? Like, let's say somebody's listening right now and they're going, my house is definitely haunted. Like, can they call you guys?
Yeah, no, we do everything. Like, obviously, we have a screening process and, you know, we try to get them to start the base results first. But no, we do public, we do private, we do charity events, and we also do then as well for individual houses. For example, years ago, we did a house and we had a camera static in an area, nobody in it. Next thing, there's a bang and all we got was, help me,
oh, no.
Just there in the background. And like, even in Redwood Castle, we have got death. We've got an EVP of help me. So when you hear those things, that's when you're trying to find out more. But I always say we end up with more questions than answers.
Yeah.
But no, we cover every aspect.
So, like, you mentioned there that your son is involved as well, right? And it's spanning over two
Correct.
Generations now. So, like, you know, when, like, your son was growing up, like, did you just teach him, like, to embrace this world as opposed to, like, look, let's be realistic. Like, I'm terrified of it. And a lot of people are. Like, I'm just being genuinely honest with you.
But, yeah, no, well, look, for my son, I suppose, you see, because when we do, like, for example, now, after this weekend, I have 200 hours worth of footage to review.
Oh, my God.
And you have to watch these things so carefully. So he grew up watching me reviewing footage.
Yeah.
It's like normal family home, you're sitting down at dinner. In ours, there was footage in the background and you're watching and listening. So he knew no different but to grow up with it.
Yeah, that's what,
you know,
I mean.
What I mean,
like, as in, like, so it's part of everyday life for him. So you kind of,
correct,
like, you know, we learn fear and we learn to be afraid of things. It's like, oh, spooky, scary ghosts. But then it does translate into you. But for him, it was just like, oh, that's just what dad does.
And then it even goes a step further because his partner Eva is on the team as well, and she was always a paranormal enthusiast. So you couldn't have put the right people together.
No, I mean, that worked out massively. I'm not going to be, like, I'm not slagging you now, it's genuine, but, like, do kids avoid your house on Halloween?
No, not at all. I think adults probably fear me more than kids. They're afraid in case I'm going to say I saw something, but I always say I'm not a medium and I'm not psychic. But I will say, like, even we did Wicklow Jail back in, I think it was February.
Yeah.
And I had an experience there years ago where my face was, like, burning and you could see markings.
No.
So it happened in a cell downstairs, and it's the only time that's ever happened. So when we went back in February, I put Eva in the cell but did not tell her which cell it was. And of course, for her and the other investigator that was there with her, Veronica, sure enough, the two ladies got pulled, their clothing got tugged, and they could feel it in the room. When they came out, I was like, that was the cell.
Oh my God,
it was solitary and confinement.
I'm absolutely not able for this. I am afraid to ask this next question, but I know that everybody wants to know, like, what, bar that one, because that's it's terrifying, it's so physical, but what are some of the weirdest encounters that you've had?
So I suppose some of the weirdest encounters is, like, that when you're, like, for example, we actually did Redwood Castle about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And we were doing it live, we were all in the main hall. And I was standing near an open stairs, and literally, as I said, I should know better, and I got the biggest top of everyone. I could have sworn to you, a hand just came straight up towards me from the stairs.
Oh, God.
And I jumped. But I also had, in my experience, my lifetime, where I was standing on the stairs with another person. We were laughing, and laughter is a huge energy build. Mm. 2 steps behind us, it was just like somebody jumped on the step, but there was nobody there. So, like, we've had everything from, like, even we had a group there, Witness Ireland, on Monday night.
Yeah.
And while we're in the priest's room, I use a trigger alarm. So we use lots of different equipment. We would use K2 meters, rim pods, dowsing rods, dictaphones. But I had a trigger object. If you break the laser, it alarms. And while everybody was around the walls, the laser broke in front of them.
I'm actually sorry I asked that now, I'm not going to lie.
Well, Laura, you never know, you might join us some night.
PJ, I'm not going to sleep now for the next couple of weeks, so Jesus, I'll have to do a lot for this. I am so intrigued and I think it's unbelievable, but, like, what is the goal for you? Are you just observing, or are you actually trying to communicate with the other side? Like, I assume you're trying to communicate.
Absolutely, like, you're trying to communicate, but I often say you go in, you do these investigations. For Redwood Castle, we go so often, we feel we're going home. So you get to know the spirits a bit more, or spirits, yeah. Ghost, man, woman. I believe they were living, so I always call them man, woman, child. But if they give a name, we'll call them by the name. So we're trying to find out more of, is it residual? Is it to the building? Is it intelligent? Like, for example, when I asked an EVP of if there is somebody here, can you use your voice to communicate with me? On the dictaphone, I got a disembodied voice back going, yes. So that's an intelligent.
Yeah. They say,
do you know what I mean?
Like, I know you said like earlier on there too, that you have more questions than answers a lot of the time. Like, do you
Correct.
Feel kind of like, you know, you're probably trying to find out more about these people and who they were at some point.
Correct. And the other thing as well is, like, what I love is if you have an empty room and you have cameras rolling in there and an object has just moved and you know it's not wind or it's not air or something, or like that, you do get voices in there, you're wondering, like, it does give you more questions. For example, we did Tarbert Bridewell jail and courthouse about 4 weeks ago. We don't bring under 18s with us. We don't bring children. When we're doing an investigation, we're locked down. And at the back, while we're doing a session upstairs, you can hear a child laughing, going, oh, ha ha. Just a child laughing in the background. And I actually played it for two of the guests that were on that investigation Saturday night. And it's great then, because they've now experienced hearing that, knowing there was no child with us on the night.
That's throwing me over the edge now. I'm absolutely terrified.
I'm telling you, Laura, you'll have to come with us for a night.
PJ, this is one of those things. My rubber arms most of the time, it won't be twisted on this one, I can tell you that much. But I appreciate everything you've done. I really appreciate you taking the time out to go through your footage and tell us all about your ghost hunting. It is something I find totally fascinating. But it does, I'm not going to lie, as I said at the very beginning, it does terrify me a bit. But it is, I suppose, it's a lot nicer to hear you actually talk about it in such a calm manner. Even if you are telling me the most terrifying thing.
You see, it's like when you go into a castle, the lights are on and it feels comfortable. It's when all of a sudden the lights are going off and you're going down into colder rooms. And that's the thing, you're also looking out for temperature changes, cold or like that. You could even smell like rotting flesh at times. And
oh,
then
Jesus,
in like
Lep-
Yeah, like we were in Lep Castle, again, one of Ireland's most haunted. And then like that, we could get a smell of rotting flesh, but there had been a history of black magic and dark arts in that castle. So you have everything. Or even Rebecca McRedmond, the singer in Galway, joined us. She got her to play music, raise the energy, and she was touched that night. The footage we share on Instagram and Facebook, and we say to people, make your own mind up. Yeah. But we'll only ever share what we know, we feel, we can send over.
PJ O'Sullivan from Pooka Vogue Paranormal, thank you so much for joining me today.
No, thank you, Laura. And don't forget, you never know, you might join us. I'm challenging you.
And I'm like, I don't think I've ever confidently said a no as much, but I appreciate it. Like, I appreciate what you're doing, but I just don't think I'd ever sleep again. And I can't put myself into that scenario. But PJ, look, I suppose it is like the spookiest night of the year and the veils are open between the worlds and all that kind of crack. So like, I'm sure it's a big night for you guys. Enjoy every single second of it.
Thank you very much, Laura, and thanks to all the team. All right.
Yeah, we'll chat to you later, PJ. Bye.
Take care.
Bye. I need to go lie down. I'm absolutely, I'm not going to sleep ever again. 2FM.